But first, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Orlando Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Orlando Forbes. OrlandoForbes.com is her website. Hi, Orlando.
Hi, Randy. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. On a scale of 1 to 10, how big of a sports fan are you?
Well, for CFL, 10, and then afterwards it ranks differently depending on the sport and the league.
We're going to talk about sports tourism, a survey out by the Flight Center Group. Says that sports tourism is getting more and more popular. I'm not surprised. Well, but because I can talk about this ad nauseum because I've done this so many times. But anyways, some interesting findings, though, right?
Absolutely. It's amazing how people are so fervent about their sports and their sports team, and they will follow them, you know, wherever they are. Like I have a client that he's a Dallas Stars fan. First game of the season, he will go to Dallas and he'll watch the game.
I can relate.
Yeah, because you're a Cowboys fan.
I'm a big Cowboys fan.
Right.
But so this survey showed that 45% of Canadians are likely to travel for sports tourism, and over one-fifth said they very likely to do so. So, yeah, so, some interesting findings.
Absolutely, and especially this year. The Olympics are coming up, the Paralympics, and then there's going to be like a Euro soccer championship coming up. But it's not just like international sports like that. It's domestic too, because parents go, you know, to different little towns and throughout the country or cities to watch their kids play sports in different tournaments. So it's big business, but it's big business on a local level too.
That's very true. I never thought of that, actually, and especially group business, because, yeah, you do find sports teams traveling all over the countryside for tournaments and things like that. And, yeah, it is big business that way. I've never thought of that.
Right. And it's kind of nice to see that, you know, it brings up a very cultural opportunity for cultural and ethnicity, because sports crosses all cultures. It's amazing how, like, for example, in the Lower Mainland, there's a soccer tournament organized by the Filipino community, which draws teams from across North America every second year. So I like that about sports, because it brings the world together and different cultures together.
Well, that's true, too. It doesn't matter where you're from or what your background is. If you're, for example, a CFL fan or an NFL fan or a Cowboys fan, you have something to relate about and you have something to talk about automatically.
Yes. And you don't even have to have the right, like, talk the same language, right? Like, at times, right?
True.
Like, you're in
very true.
Bar and something happens and the world goes wild all together.
Well, I've done this a lot. Like I said, last summer, a friend of mine and I went to Seattle to see the Dallas Cowboys, and we actually stayed in Everett and watched the Pacific Coast League baseball team, the minor league team, play there. I've seen many Major League Baseball games. Even if I'm not a fan of the sport, I will go because it's an event, and I'm thinking of things like NASCAR and soccer and things like that. I've been to soccer games in Brazil. And went to NASCAR in Las Vegas because there are events. It's, and sometimes it's not just the sport.
Right, absolutely. And a lot of cruise lines and tour operators take advantage of that. Like I know Azamara, they have a great relationship with Perry Golf, and people go on different cruises so that they can play different golf courses along the itinerary of the cruise. So that's kind of exciting as well. And like Formula Ones are very, very, very popular in Monaco. If you're able to see a Formula One, Fairmont has, you can see a room, or you're being a room, which I was in, where you can actually see them go around the curve, one of the curves. So people, like different hotels and cruise lines cater to people's interests. And it's nice to see. And so that's why it's good to talk to your travel agent, because they have that perspective and they can probably get you, you know, something very economical or work with their supplier so that they, you know, if it's a special event, they can potentially get you a good ticket.
Well, that's one of the barriers, though, is getting tickets. And if you think about events like the Super Bowl, tickets can be very, very expensive. Or if you're thinking the Masters Golf Tournament, for example, just recently, that's very hard to get a ticket for. But if you get a package, like a tour package, sometimes, it involves a ticket too. But it's, at least you don't have to skirt around trying to get tickets for the event, right?
That's right. And that's really nice when it does. It's very seamless then that you can just get your accommodation, your transportation to the event, and maybe even the opportunity to see a little bit of the destination that you're going to. And holiday sports tours, as you say, this is what they are. And they include all that we just talked about. But also it could include a wellness aspect of it where, you know, you can just enjoy it for your own personal wellness, like if you go to a spa in, you know, wherever it is in the world, that's kind of interesting as well.
Well, yeah, and getting back to the whole ticket thing too, even if you can't afford a $1,000 ticket for a Super Bowl, just to be in the city when the event is going on, because there's all kinds of activities going on surrounding the event. You don't even have to go to the game itself or the sporting activity itself. If you're thinking about going to Paris for the Summer Olympics, even if you don't have a ticket to one of the Olympic events, there's always events going on. Things like the Kentucky Derby too, to go to that, even if you don't go to the actual sporting event, the community around it gets involved.
Right. And you know what? That's a really good example of Vegas, because there's so many times they have those boxing matches or Muay Thai where you really aren't, you know, in the arena, but there's so much like visual that you can enjoy. And it draws so many people. So again, enjoy the sporting event, enjoy Vegas, because that has a lot to offer as well.
And I would bet if you were in Britain going to a local pub watching their local soccer team, even if you have no idea who's playing, would be a lot of fun too.
Oh yeah, just make sure you don't cross, like don't be wear the colors of a opposing team in a pub that supports one specific team, because that can get a little.
Yes, exactly.
Well, that's raucous.
Yeah, make sure you're cheering for the right team.
Yes, always. And it doesn't have to be like the top league level. Like it could be like an introductory league, like a minor league, because those are fun too. Like just enjoying, you know, the atmosphere of that, you know. And one of the things I love about sporting events is like all the food you can eat.
even something as basic as a hot dog at a ballpark on a hot afternoon, there is nothing better than that.
Yes, absolutely. I agree.
Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. A fun chat, Onanta. Thank you.
Always. You take care.